This is Paul St. Peter, the voice of Ninetale Fox from Naruto.
You've been listening to Nutty Bites.
Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Chess, and I have a brand new style of episode called Nutty Watches Anime. So there's a lot of anime I have not seen, and there's a lot of anime that I'd like to see, but life is so short. You can't watch all the anime. So I've devised an idea where my friends are going to suggest specific episodes to give me an idea of what an anime is about. So I will take a short little nutty bite, if you will, of that anime and give a reaction to it shortly after watching it. So right now, you've already heard their voices. I've got some of my friends on here with me, as always.
Hi, I'm a friend and husband and co-conspirator and cohabitant and plague carrier and
antagonist.
Yes, and then the usual antagonist, yes.
And my other often antagonist and the person who started this all without realizing it.
You know, it's fine. You know, I was, you know, someone told me yesterday that I'm the bad influence friend, and I openly admit that.
And the bad influence's friend's name is?
Because I'm Jason. I'm the bad influence friend.
And we also happen to have, because we're going to be recording another show with us, we've got Steve. But Steve, you haven't watched much anime either.
No, I have watched very, very little anime for a person who used to be around people who watched everything anime.
Hi!
So if I sent you a link to the YouTube video that I watch, would you watch it and give me a reaction?
I mean, I would consider it, yes.
All right. Well, if you don't, I'll edit this out.
So given the fact that Steve was on episode 1 and 2, and then we didn't get him back for another one until episode what? 100 and something?
Something.
Right. Wouldn't that make him the original Nutty Bite?
He is. He is definitely the original Nutty Bite.
From now on, he will only be addressed as Nibbles.
Nibbles! I'm sorry, that is sonorous vox to you.
Sonorous vox to you, and you be happy about it.
Yes, indeed.
So
sonorous vox.
This all started because I've got a fun thing on my Twitch channel where if you, as you watch, you can earn points, and then you can spend points on things. And if you get enough points, you can decide what nail art I'm going to be putting on my nails. And Jason, tell everybody what you picked.
So, what had happened? I was diddling around on Twitch, watching the stream.
I'm sorry, you were doing what on Twitch? Did Twitch consent to this?
I think that's against the policies. I mean, I only read them once, but...
And so I saw that I have the points that I talk about, the bits. You can change what they're called, right?
Yeah, I have them, they're bites.
Bites, yes. I got a bunch of Nutty Bites, and I was like, what can I do with these? So I started scrolling through the things that Nutty allows you to pick with these things, and one of them was what she's going to put on her nails. And I was like, awesome. Click. Anime girl. Go. Lo and behold, though, it's hard to do that.
Why did you write your response like Cookie Monster? 5 or 10 anime characters of me choice. Om nom nom. He even put in the om nom nom nom. No.
But I've realized that there's not a lot of anime characters with like specific symbols, right? Like I was hoping maybe like Bubblegum Crisis would have some, or there's just random other things like Madoka Magica, things like that. But they weren't really anything. So then you'd have to think of like what was iconic about them. But a lot of them didn't have stuff that would fit on nails. Like, it would be really hard for Nutty to try to put the face of one of the Bubblegum Crisis suits on her nails. Like, but then I was like, then I mentioned to her, I was like, well, Lum, you could do Tiger Stripes, because Lum from Urusei Yatsura wears Tiger Stripe bikinis, and that's a whole thing. Her whole race, her whole planet of aliens wears Tiger Stripe bathing suits. And then Nutty just ran with it.
So, in fairness, I did say you don't have to pick the design, you just have to pick the show, and I'll figure it out, as I did with Babylon 5 and Macross. But, he came up with Lum. And can you say the name of the show in Japanese?
Urusei Yatsura?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, the show is Urusei Yatsura. It's one of the two shows by Rumiko Takahashi that are good.
Now,
the other one's Ranma One Half, right?
Yep.
Which is amazing.
I was going to say that sounds like there's a whole lot of bad there, the way you said it.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Inuyasha, Rinnin. It's just a lot. Like,
I know enough about Ranma because of Robot Chicken.
I thought everybody loved Inuyasha.
A lot of prepubescent teenage girls love it, just like they love Twilight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But most people, if I say lum, they know what I'm talking about.
If they're over 40.
Yeah, basically.
not those who don't watch anime like Steve, as he's shaking his head emphatically.
Now, yeah, you know, like, if they're a solid anime fan, they may not know Lum specifically, but they definitely know Rumiko Takahashi. Because, as Hugh has said on multiple occasions on Nostalgia Pilots, Rumiko Takahashi can only draw one face. So, once you've seen Lum, you know what Kikyo looks like, you know what the main female protagonist from Rinne looks like, you know what all the female characters and Ranma himself looks like.
But they have this is a very similar art style to the original Dragon Ball. Especially the original Bulma looks a lot like she belongs in the world of Lum.
I was thinking, though, this artist, so basically you're telling me this is the anime version of Liefeld?
Yeah, Rob Liefeld.
Except can draw hands.
No one has any spines. No one has hands or feet. And take a drink for every pocket he draws on a character. Yes, exactly.
Look, hey. He brought us these days the hero that is literally just a bunch of pockets given life.
Hmm.
Deadpool.
He can do no wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it, as much as I like to malign Rob Liefeld, he did give us what Deadpool is now, because he's the one that made him meta, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I watched. I said I have to. I looked up some art, and I said I can't just do the art. I have to know the anime if I'm going to be putting it on my nails. So I did some research, and I found some YouTube videos with some recommendations. One of them was like, you need to watch the show to these many episodes, and then you have to watch the OAV, and then you have to OVA?
OAV.
OAV. Yeah. Okay, I had it right.
Original anime video.
There you go. Then you have to watch these episodes. Then you have to watch this OVA. And then you have to watch these. And then you have to watch this movie. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted just thinking about
it. Hi, Shane.
And,
hello.
And, so then I found another video that said, these are the top 50 episodes for a new person to watch. And I'm starting them in chronological order, but it also happens that one of my two favorite episodes is the first one. So I took that one and I watched episode 10, which was a Christmas episode. And it's where, there's like this army. All right. So Lum is an alien. And how she ends up there is like crazy, because it's all about they're going to conquer Earth, but instead they play tag, and this awful boy takes off her top, so she has to cover her breasts. And so he ends up winning because she can't strategically play the game. And somehow she thinks that he's proposing to her, so she falls in love with him and calls him darling. And he is lecherous and awful and just the grossest boy.
This is like I Dream of Genie, but with a pervert.
Exactly. It is I Dream of Genie with a perverted boy. And then there's like this army of kids from the school who absolutely adore Lum, but they would never outwardly do anything to the boy because they don't want to upset her, because they know that she really does care about him. So in
and
this
don't
episode.
Forget, and don't
so,
forget, Nutty, they'll be electrocuted if they do.
I was going to say, this kind of sounds like How I Met My Third Wife.
Now, also, to be fair, he does get a lot better. Like, he really does actually turn into an actual decent human being.
Does he? All right, you're going to have to send me an episode where that's the case.
That's why I told you to watch. That was my introduction.
No, send me an episode. Don't send me a whole movie. Jeez.
So the question is, Nutty, would you watch more?
I might. I really do like her. And Ten, the little chibi dude that's with her, is super duper adorable.
Yeah, that's a Nabuko Takahashi staple. Like, she always has a perverted old man. In Inuyasha, it's a guy by the name of Aposai. It's the same character model in Ranma.
But he turns into a panda.
But he's like a little no, that's the dad.
Yeah.
But he's a little ninja dude. Like, he wears like a ninja outfit, and he tries to wear panties on his head for the mask. Rumiko Takahashi has an issue with putting super perverted characters in her stuff. Like, every one of them has one.
It makes you wonder if that's just like the life that she's lived, and so that's what she puts in there.
I mean, to each their own.
Question mark? She couldn't have had that bad of a life, because you know who her husband is, right? Like,
no.
Husband is the guy. Sorry. It's not her husband, because the lady who created Sailor Moon is married to the guy who created Hunter Hunter, which is a super massive show that's really, really good. They're like a powerhouse duo. It's like Jay-Z and a freaking. Rihanna. I caught myself.
Bad black man.
All right, can we not, please, none of that. No.
Sorry.
I've been good.
You too.
This is straight rum. I'm about a Coke.
So my initial reaction to Lum is that she is awesome and he is awful, and I wish she would meet a nice girl and just like forget about him and whatever.
I love how your automatic reaction to all of these animes is to just go lesbian with it.
Yeah.
So my one recommendation would be already there.
What's your one recommendation?
Noir.
Oh, I don't know that. Is it lesbian?
Oh, yes.
It's Teenage Lesbian Assassins.
Oh, I'm in.
You should see Nutty's fanfic scripts for Sailor Moon with no tuxedo mask.
What is the point of him? Come on. Anyway.
He's debonair. He's got a top hat. Come on. It's
Prince Darien. He's dreamy.
He is a creeper dating a high school student.
So just having a top hat doesn't make you debonair. Yeah. I own a top hat.
He is not debonair.
The exception that proves the rule.
I actually, come to think of it, I don't own the top hat anymore, but I need to get another one.
You can't wear a top hat with that beard. Some actor's going to come and put one in the back of your head.
Oh, no!
Six Semper Tyrannus, path!
Oh. That's a good one. That's so good.
Okay, I like that.
So as you can tell, this is a very serious podcast that we're really getting close to the core. So yeah, so this is just a Nutty Bite of anime, because I'm only watching a little bit. Now I would watch more of Lum. I really would. And I would love to see, what's the boy's name again?
I literally just know him as Darling. Whenever the word Darling.
True. She did call him Darling more than anything else. So,
the only people that call him by his actual name are the friends around the actual show.
Yeah, the army. And they don't like him. I love they were setting him up. So the whole story is they set him up. They sent him a love note saying that they were a girl, that they were going to meet him for a date. And he's going to go on this date, which is really hurting Lum because she loves him and he doesn't love her back. And they picked out like this really hot girl. And they're like, look, he's going to get fresh. So you smack him. And don't worry, we'll be there to beat him up when he does wrong. And she's like, how do you know he's not going to be my type? And they say, oh, trust me, he won't be your type. He's a jerk.
So who gets to pick the next one, Nutty? What are you watching next?
I don't know. What am I watching next?
Have you seen any of Revolutionary Girl Utsuna?
No, but I know that you and Spence want me to, so I guess that's next.
Okay, because I'm at a loss. Do I pick something that I think you're going to like, or do I pick something that I know you're going to hate and just make you watch it out of spite?
Well, you're going to get multiple picks.
Okay, because it's either I either wanted to watch Gunsmith Cats.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Or Golgo 13.
Whoa. Okay. Time out.
You've got to do the pure comedic thing. Lull her into a false sense of confidence in your ability to pick shows.
Absolutely.
And then unleash
something
the
tells me
Golgo
13 is not fit for prisoners.
Golgo 13 is an older series. It's Japanese James Bond.
On coke and steroids.
Wait, that sounds awesome.
But we're talking like hyper violent. It is the most manliest.
Hyper sexy.
It is the manliest man show that has ever manned for men. It is up there.
I'll put it to you, but I will say this, because if Jen is watching this from her phone at work,
Hi Jen.
She'd be yelling at me because she loves Golgo 13. I thought I was going to show it to her. She's gonna be like, "What in the world?" But no, I showed it to her, and next thing I know, she's like, she watched all 13 episodes of the original Golgo 13, The Professional, and she's like, "Is there more?" And I'm like, "Wait a minute! Like, what is going on?"
This
like,
backfired.
See, this is where
there's a no. Go ahead.
So this is where my frame of reference for pop culture comes in. As you mentioned, a James Bond riff, and the first thing I thought was "For Your Eye Only."
Was that the one with the little Indian dude?
It's from Singapore. He's,
yes.
His name is Wang Wang.
Yes. He's like a little mini-me type.
You know, for somebody who doesn't watch anime, you know a lot about anime.
This isn't anime.
Well, this is definitely not anime. This is
a live-action movie shot with a little person.
Oh.
He's like a 3'5" guy or something, and he does a lot of punching in the middle of the legs region.
All right, I'm not watching that because it's not anime. That's why. So I do want to add on to this series, Nutty Bites Anime, that my rules for anime are very different from Jason's rules of anime.
Jason believes
that anime must come from Japan. I believe that it can also come from other countries and have the spirit or style of Japanese animation.
Yeah.
So there's another rule. There will be no Dragon Ball at all.
Now, none. Are you saying no Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball or no Dragon Ball like the original?
Nothing. No Z, no Dragon Ball, no Over 9000, no extra things,
no
Dragon
Ultra.
Ball Cloud City, no Dragon Ball City. Ultramarines.
What about the movie?
Now listen. I will say this. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. I know Tech's probably seen it, but the original Dragon Ball is a tonally completely different.
It is awesome when the first thing he hits with the Kamehameha is Bulma's car, but it's like drawn. It's drawn like Lum, and Goku is about 3 feet tall. He's a little chubby dude with a tail and cat ears, and it is really, really good.
Look.
It's one of the
rule stands. The rule stands. It's my podcast. I make the rules. The rule stands. And you can blame a certain joker who tortured me with hours of Dragon Ball Z and kept telling me, no, it gets better. Oh my gosh, they leave you hanging on such a cliffhanger.
Was this your antagonist?
No, this was a mutual friend of the three of ours.
The three of us that just know.
Yeah,
no.
When Nutty went to visit him, he made her watch like 16 consecutive hours of DBZ.
Yeah.
See, I just got to enjoy 10 hours of driving with him and watching the The Dark Knight with him in theaters. So
okay.
I got the better end of that.
But it wasn't 10 hours. Like at max, it was 2.5.
Just well, felt like
both ways.
Your math is off, but that's fine. Anyway, so that's one of my rules. The other thing is, if I'm going to be watching anime, I'm going to inflict it on others. That's right. Tech has already agreed.
Have I?
Yes.
What did I agree to this time?
You're going to watch some She-Ra.
I will watch She-Ra with you. She-Ra looks awesome.
Does this mean that I've agreed by being on this episode?
Yes.
If you'd like to.
I'm worried.
It's totally optional, but you can totally watch it with us. I want to find the one with Seahawk. one of the Seahawk episodes. I think you'll dig it.
Does Teen Titans Go count as anime?
I hope you love that show.
I have the perfect episode of Teen Titans Go for Jason.
Jason, you have to watch the movie. If you're going to watch one thing and one thing only, watch Teen Titans Go to the movies.
I've seen Teen Titans Go. I also remember the distinct episode where Beast Boy and Cyborg did a like burrito chili thing, and there was like a giant bull, and it was just insanity to the utmost.
They did a movie. Teen Titans Go to the Movies, where Robin figures that if he doesn't get a movie in the franchise, in the DCU franchise, he will never be taken seriously as a superhero. Okay? It is a DCU comic movie that has Stan Lee cameos in it.
Yeah.
They actually got Stan Lee. And an amazing voice cast of amazing people doing a really great story. There's a whole subplot. Like, the villain is Slade.
And there's a Slade.
It's not Deadshot. It's the other guy.
Yeah,
Deadshot's the guy with the crosshairs. He's the other one. Anyway, Slade
is Deathstroke.
Deathstroke.
That's it.
Right, yeah, Deathstroke. Slade Wilson. Not Wade Wilson Deadpool, but Slade Wilson Deathstroke.
Well, no, Deadpool was a riff on...
On Deathstroke.
Deathstroke.
Yeah. But they do this whole thing where every time they run into him, it's like, whoa, cool, it's Deadpool. It's like, I'm not Deadpool. It's like, yeah, you are. Look at you. It's like, no, as a matter of fact, I think I came first. But they do that whole rip every time.
That counts as anime, I'm in.
You're going to make her watch Teen Titans Go?
Well, I've seen tons of it, but okay. I can tell you, it's awesome, and I love Raven, and I want a cosplayer.
Listen, Raven. They need to bring back the original Teen Titans.
That's why you need to watch Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
But do it as the casual Teen Titans so we can see snuggle faces of Robin and Starfire and Beast Boy and Raven and
snuggle faces? Do you mean like them all hooking up, or do you mean like the cool art style from Teen Titans Go?
Remember the thing I showed you that I sent you on Instagram?
Where they're all smooching?
Oh
yeah.
There's a problem with that. There's a big problem with that. Why is was it Kid Flash or what's his name?
Yeah,
Flash's superhero. Flash's sidekick.
Yeah, Kid Flash.
Kid Flash. Why is no Kid Speed? Kid. It's
Kid
not
Flash.
Kid.
It's Wally West.
It's Kid Flash.
Kid Flash. Okay. Why is he kissing Jinx? Jinx and Cyclops have an entire relationship in Teen Titans Go. They actually like hook up and they do like a whole thing. There's a whole arc. So why does Why is my poor boy Cyborg over there, you know, hooking up with his Xbox while Kid Flash gets Jinx?
My answer to that is whoever did it can't handle an interracial relationship. I don't know. It's wrong. It's wrong. It needs to be fixed.
It was on the show. It's canon.
I know. That's why Teen Titans Go is superior.
I mean, but also, like, I mean, they have to like interracial relationships because if it's not an interracial relationship with Raven and Beast Boy, that it's something else.
Right, she's a demon. She's a demon, and he's green. So that crosses
also kind of an animal.
Yeah.
Well, he turns into animal.
Yeah, but he's a vegetarian. So does that mean that? Okay, never mind. I won't go there on this podcast.
Let's not go there. But to sum it up, I dug Lum. I would watch Lum again. I'm not going to watch all of Lum. It sounds exhausting.
It is long.
I am totally into somebody writing Lum fan fiction and having me read Lum fan fiction where she finds a nice cute girl or at least a decent boy.
You just teleported yourself back to the 90s because
Urusei Yatsura. Hello, Archive of Our Own.
Yeah, Urusei Yatsura and Lum were all over the 90s. Like, that was Ranma 1/2 was I'm pretty sure you can find some saucy fanfic of the extended universe of the Sailor Scouts. Like,
oh yeah, I've read some, don't worry about that.
They used to have their own online archive at a website that I can't remember anymore, and I think I read most of them.
There's also like this really cool thing called the original Sailor Moon, where there was a lesbian relationship and then the US version cut that out and made them cousins. So, like, the US version is the boring fan fiction?
Wasn't that Uranus and Neptune?
Yes.
I mean...
No, it's a Saturn and Uranus, I think. Saturn's one of them. But in the American revoicing and the whole retelling, they're cousins, which explains why they're always holding hands. But in the anime, they are, in the original Japanese version, they are a lesbian couple. Same thing with the villains of like Jedi, Zoisite, and all of them. They're all, trans women. But in the American version, they just change their gender and gave them different voice actors.
Isn't Team Rocket also messed up?
Okay, so really quick. This is what it is with the Team Rocket thing is that James is... The fans have interpreted him as canonically being bisexual at best for American audiences, and at worst for American audiences, he's a cross-dressing homosexual man. But they do make it canon that in one of the anime mangas, he and Jesse get together and do have a child. It's canon.
Is that the other person in Team Rocket?
Yeah,
because I don't know their names. I just know they're Team Rocket.
The redhead. The controversy in America was there was an episode where James cross dressed as a woman and had boobs and everything, and American censors were like,
yeah, but we've been watching Bugs Bunny cross dress for years and nobody had problems with that.
Because he was a rabbit.
Yeah, they didn't understand what Furbies were back then.
I mean, I was going to say that if they remade Sailor Moon now in America, there wouldn't be a Sailor Pluto.
They did.
They did remake it. It's called Sailor Moon Crystal, and it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Is there a Sailor Pluto?
I don't think they went that far forward, because the outer scouts come much, much, much later in the story. Okay. You get like four seasons of just the inner five scouts.
I'm sorry, but as much as I love Neil deGrasse Tyson, he took my Pluto away.
You know what? Though he wasn't the only one, and Pamela was right. It's not a planet.
It's a dwarf planet.
Listen.
If you count Pluto, we have to count a bunch of other things. It's a dwarf planet, and it was called a planet based on old information. When you get new information, you change your idea about what is true, and that's how we grow as people, and it works for Pluto. I'm sorry, as cute as Pluto is.
Sailor KBO. Yeah, the problem is there need to be about a dozen Sailor KBOs. So that's Kuiper Belt object for my fellow nerds out there.
That's the Sailor Army.
Hey. To be fair, there are 20 canon Sailor Scouts, and there is a mermaid Sailor Scout.
And on that note, thank you so much for joining us for the very first episode of Nutty Bites Anime, and
which was 30 seconds of lum, 45 minutes of us railing on anime.
I am pretty much. But up next is, what did we say? It's Atuna. Oh, I said it wrong. Spence is mad. What am I watching?
Revolution.
Utuna. That's it. That's up next.
And it's going to be a solid show right up Nutty's alley, because it is a lesbian cross-dressing magical girl.
I'm in. All right. See you all next time. Thanks so much. Bye.
Hi, I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite podcast on the Citadel.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.